This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Democrat Carrie Lerner of Chester defeated Republican James Head of Auburn yesterday in a special House election in Rockingham County. It was a surprising victory. The district has 20% more registered Republicans than Democrats. This is the third time since May Democrats have flipped a seat in a Republican district. For more on what this could mean, we turn to Dante Scala, Associate Professor of Political Science at UNH. Dante, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
You're welcome.
So, Dante, is this simply a matter of a strong campaign versus a weak campaign, or is this part of a broader Democratic wave?
Democrats nationwide in state legislative races, not just here in New Hampshire, but also last night in Florida, in places like Oklahoma, have been on a good streak for the summer months up through September. And it's, you know, clearly a pattern, and it's a good encouraging sign for Democrats, with the caution that we're still 14 months away from midterm elections, and that, you know, special elections and midterm elections are two different sorts of things.
Why are they different?
Well, because, you know, special elections can be very idiosyncratic, and they can depend especially on the quality of the candidate, and they're also very low turnout elections, even compared to midterms. But I would say even, you know, last night, when you take that into account, that the New Hampshire Democrat who won, Carrie Lerner, you know, was a real estate, involved in real estate, knows a lot of people in the area. So that's a, you know, for a state legislative seat in New Hampshire, that name ID factor is crucial. But that's a good sign in the sense that the Democrats managed to recruit a quality candidate. And that's what New Hampshire Democrats will try to do with their recent success, is leverage it to convince quality candidates to run next year for the state House and for the state Senate. And because they're going to pitch it and say, this is a very good environment to run as a Democrat. This is your opportunity to run.
Is there anything typical about this? Is this something that you would expect, given the fact that, you know, we've got a new president who is highly polarizing and the population seems to be retreating to its respective ideological corners?
Midterm years are almost always bad for the president's party. But what's striking, you know, in last night's victory for the Democrats is that it took place in such a deeply red part of New Hampshire. I mean, interior Rockingham County is about as Republican as it gets in this state. So the fact that Democrats are having success, again, not just here, but in other places around the country, in those very red Republican parts of the country, suggests that this isn't just the typical midterm blues that are going on for the president's party, that there might be something extra on top of that. Now, that said, again, it's apples and oranges for a midterm election. A lot's going to depend on, say, New Hampshire Republicans. Will there be retirements? I think that's the next step to watch over the next, well, really the next 10, 11 months, is will there be retirements in early summer where New Hampshire Republican state senators say, I think I'm going to retire and find something else to do.
And if that happens, we should be watching carefully because it might show some of the relative strength of the parties.
Exactly. Because when incumbents retire, that's how a lot of legislative seats turn over. That's where a wave becomes a rout for the party out of power, because incumbents decide, boy, this race does not look good for me. I'm going to bow out while the getting's good rather than fight to keep the seat. So if we see that in New Hampshire, you know, early next summer when people are deciding whether to run or not, if there are a lot of retirements on the Republican side, that means there's a lot more open seats for Democrats to pick up. And if there's a combination of Democratic quality candidates plus Republican retirements, that's a very encouraging encouraging sign for Democrats. One thing to keep in mind, though, for Democrats, they can't pick up anything at the federal level because they already possess everything at the federal level. So you have Carol Shea Porter, you have Annie Custer, they're defending their seats. All the action is one for the governor's seat and then second for those state legislative races. And right now, Chris Sununu, even though Donald Trump's quite unpopular, Chris Sununu is a very popular governor, and he's going to be on the ticket next year. He's not right now in these state special elections, but he is going to be next year.
Dante Scala is Associate Professor of Political Science at UNH. Thank you very much, Dante.
You're very welcome.